This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday to punish those responsible for the accidental landing of a Ukrainian passenger jet, calling the incident unforgivable. In a televised speech, Rouhani called for a special court to be set up and said the whole world will be watching. Also Tuesday, an Iranian judiciary spokesman said some people had been arrested for their role in shooting down the plane, but did not specify how many or how they were connected. The development comes as the government faces protests after first insisting mechanical problems caused the plane to go down, before admitting Saturday that Iranian military personnel shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. Hundreds of students at a prestigious Iranian university openly denounced their Islamic rulers in a third day of protests Monday. Iranian police have denied using live ammunition against the protesters in Tehran, who have been demonstrating against the government's attempt to cover up. VOA's Zlatika Hoke reports.
Some protesters pulled down banners depicting the slain Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Police in riot gear moved to disperse them. A spokeswoman for the State Department told VOA Persian Service that U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have been tweeting messages of support to the Iranian people. Officials in Washington have warned Iranian authorities against killing and arresting peaceful protesters. The head of police in Tehran said officers have not opened fire on protesters and have been instructed to act with restraint. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Britain, France, and Germany announced Tuesday that Iran's steps away from the 2015 nuclear agreement leave them no choice but to refer the situation to a dispute resolution process laid out in the deal. The countries say they have upheld their responsibilities under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, including lifting economic sanctions against Iran and working to promote legitimate trade with that country. The agreement, also signed by the United States, China, and Russia, was meant to allay concerns Iran was working to build a nuclear weapon and put in place restrictions on its nuclear program. But after the United States withdrew from the deal, Iran began reducing its compliance. A U.S. cybersecurity company says Russian military agents successfully hacked the Ukrainian gas company at the center of the scandal that led to President Donald Trump's impeachment. Russian agents launched a phishing campaign in early November aimed at stealing the login credentials for employees at Burisma Holdings, the gas company, according to Area One Security, a Silicon Valley company that specializes in email security. Hunter Biden, son of former U.S. Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, previously served on Burisma's board. It was not clear from an 8-page report posted online by Area One what the hackers were looking for or may have obtained. Company officials did not immediately respond to emailed questions. The timing of the operation suggests, however, that the Russian agents could be searching for material that could damage the Bidens. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the House committee leading the impeachment inquiry. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted they worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag #LetLevSpeak. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More than 30,000 people near the Philippine capital, Manila, have been evacuated from the immediate vicinity of a volcano that has been belching lava, ash, and steam since it erupted Sunday. I'm Laurel Bowman. This is VOA News.